Welcome back to the Stu Peter Show. I'm Lauren Witzke, filling in for Stu. Now, there's so much misinformation within our movement. There's been lies and deceit. And, you know, all of us just want to pursue the truth. There's been so much controversy around the EUA shield. Is it the truth? Do we have a right to fight Big Pharma in this? Do we have a right to stand up to the vaccine mandates? And, you know, there's just been people even within our movement and outside of our movement who have stirred confusion. Now, our God is a God of clarity and order, and we always here at the Stu Peter Show want to provide the truth to you. Karen Kingston joins me today. She was a former Pfizer employee and biotech analyst. Hey, listen, Karen, I've been reading your Substack. For anybody listening, go subscribe to Karen Kingston's Substack. You break it all down. But one that particularly caught my interest was the gain of function mRNA research is not what experts led us to believe. Now, what prompted you to write the Substack article? And can you provide us some clarity on what the mRNA vaccine is?
Absolutely. So the greatest deception that's been brought on humanity is actually this lie that there was a SARS-CoV-2 virus that caused the pandemic. So what prompted me to write the Substack was that, as you know, Lauren, I've been working behind the scenes for almost 2 years, yes, providing all this information. I was on the Stu Peter Show in September saying that this was a bioweapon that used graphene oxide and hydrogel. And I thought that, you know, I would provide all the evidence and all the experts would pick up and run with the truth. But there was this, no, we can't tell them the whole truth. There's 10% that we need to leave out. And that's Satan's deception. So that's why I started my Substack, because what I put on my Substack is what I would present literally in a med legal advisory board meeting where there's CEOs and doctors and lawyers. So it can stand up in a court of law. So that's why it's there. But the whole concept that there is an mRNA virus called SARS-CoV-2 is such a lie. If you go into the Substack, you'll see expert after expert after expert that says, look, mRNA viruses are completely useless on their own. There's one article that says naked mRNA is basically rendered powerless. It is rendered completely impotent inside the human body. There is a $4 billion evolutionary shield, according to the scientists, called the lipid bilayer. A virus, so they could never get into your cells. Ralph Baric even himself said, look, I can't do anything with this $100 million portfolio I have of mRNA gain-of-function viruses. So they need to combine it with nanotechnology,
right?
And that's what this is. It is a combination of biology with artificial intelligence. That is what's infecting people.
Right, so that makes it not just, you know, the mRNA, it makes it a medical device. Like they inserted a medical device because it couldn't, this virus or parasite is what it is, couldn't be delivered into the body without a way, like without a device or something implementing it into people. Is that what you're saying, that this is actually a medical device?
Well, it's actually an artificial intelligence nanotechnology weapon, according to James Giordano, that they categorized as a medical device. And, you know, Dr. Malone knows darn well that mRNA, SARS-CoV-2, can't get into the body. It needs, as he has said himself on the War Room, it needs a cationic charge, a positive ionic charge. So that's not something that's found naturally in viruses. That is from the quantum dot technology that this was merged with. It's in the DARPA pitch with EcoHealth Alliance, Baric, and Xi Jingli gave to DARPA in 2018. They say, we're going to make weaponized spike proteins in a lab, and we're going to combine them with nanotech. It now, says it in the proposal.
Yeah, I know you had mentioned Malone. Now, I have a question because I've been hearing a lot of stuff about this, raised some serious concerns with me. Now, we had discussed the EUA shield. It shielded them from Big Pharma, from basically accountability. Lawyers wouldn't touch it. Everybody felt like they couldn't fight it because of the EUA shield. Now, I believe that it was Dr. Robert Malone who said early on, like, basically, this is a different vaccine. It was the Comirnaty versus the Pfizer biotech. And what this did was it disarmed us. And it was maybe a small mistake or whatever it was. It disarmed us. So we felt like we couldn't fight. Now, what is the truth about this?
The truth is what I reported on August 25th on the Stu Peter Show. When I said we won, because when the FDA approved the Pfizer BNT162b and Comirnaty vaccines, they broke the shield. And so people understand, what is the EUA shield?
Right.
So under the PAHPRA Act, and also under the Cures Act, our Congress passed laws that allowed anyone who believed that they were a covered person or a manufacturer to commit crimes. They could know what they're doing is wrong, factually and legally. They know it can cause more harm than good, and they know it's in a violation of any federal or state law. So you literally, they have a license to kill. And
right.
You cannot, and that's called willful misconduct. And you cannot even be charged with willful misconduct. That's actually shielded as long as you believe you're following HHS orders or you believe you're a covered person. So in the Pfizer DoD contract, it says Pfizer's a covered person. So Pfizer, from our Department of Defense, was given a license to kill. Now that's only under EUA law. Now, once the FDA approval happened, it's very clear in the documentations and the law, then now it's fair game. But if someone can convince the world that the shield was never broken,
right,
then we believe that our hands are cuffed. So these demonic, evil people, they do operate under some law. And what's so important about that shield being broken is, like, even if you take a look at Brooke Jackson's case, I mean, I looked at the case. It opened up with saying, hey, look, if we file this case, even though it's an emergency use, that's no reason to violate this and that. I'm like, that's actually a reason to violate all that stuff. EUA allows you to do that. But Pfizer submitted the IND trial or the IND documents, initial new drug application. They went through the phase 1, 2, and 3 trials, and the FDA approved it. They accelerated it. And they originally, because if you look at the documents in my Substack, they weren't planning on even submitting for FDA approval until 2025. But because there was so much pushback over the mandates, the FDA and Fauci moved it up and they inadvertently broke their shield. They had a major problem. And so they needed people in our movement to convince everybody that the shield was never broken.
Okay. I want to go directly into your Substack article about the gain of function mRNA research. And it's not what experts yeah. led us to believe. Now, you know, we have tons of people who claim to be an expert or should actually be an expert, but are doing it wrong. You know, I feel like there's a bunch of places we're trying to go for the truth and we just can't find it. We need to dismantle the COVID-19 deceptions. I completely agree with you on this. But in this particular Substack, you mentioned Dr. Yeah. Andrew Huff's guidance. Do you mind yeah. going into that a little bit?
Absolutely. So this is how people are deceived. This is how, I mean, these are CIA trained people. They are masters at the art of deception. I mean, they are professionally trained liars, and they're so good at it, they believe the lies. So this is what's so important is Andrew Huff gave all this testimony, and I didn't break it down. You know, he talks about chimeric spike proteins, chimeric mRNA viruses, and all the gene editing that was done. And here's the problem is that gain of function, if you go to my Substack, let's pull it up, because gain of function had a different definition when Dr. Andrew Huff was employed at EcoHealth Alliance.
Okay.
So the historical definition, if you scroll up, is the historical definition was that it could enhance a pathogen in any manner. So that would include convergence with nanotechnology or creating an aerosol spray. So gain of function, the original definition, include the convergence of biology with technology. And then the NIH changed that definition so that it only included gene editing technologies. So basically mRNA gain of function. And mRNA gain of function isn't a risk because those viruses can't infect people unless they're combined with technology.
Right. Yeah, so it was dormant until it was weaponized. So there was a process
was
to make it weaponized.
The weaponized process was combining with technology. It wasn't the mRNA gene editing. Mm. So what happened was Andrew Huff worked with EcoHealth Alliance. And as you go through this Substack and as you go through the documents I present, EcoHealth Alliance, Ralph Baric, and the Wuhan Institute of Virology were working to combine these spike proteins and mRNA sequences and virions and oligonucleotides with nanotech, with quantum dot, with lipid nanoparticles. But then Andrew Huff gives testimony under the current definition that it was all just gene editing. So do you see how confusing and deceptive that is?
Yes. That's how they operate. They want us to be confused. Yeah. They want us to know just enough or think we know just enough where we can't mobilize, organize, and fight back. But, you know, I really appreciate the work you've done. I really appreciate all the research you have done into this to kind of bring the truth to light. Now, you said you have sent this information to people that needed it that could actually do something about this. What has been the response?
It hasn't been favorable. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah, funny how it happens, just hasn't been favorable. You know, when you have, you're yeah. given the weapon to fight back and they don't want to take it. Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah. We'll see if they, I think what happened, people have been deceived. And Stu and I've talked about the deception is so great that there are people who I think they, in their hearts, they believe that they love God and they don't recognize that they actually love money. They believe that they're serving humanity, but they're serving their own interests, their own ego and money. And they're figuring out how to make money from people or make money off of people instead of actually seeking the truth. I mean, this is just my personal experience. And that's, you know, I mean, you guys know where my heart and my intentions are. But when you're that deceived and you don't even understand that you're participating in this demonic plan, it's very difficult. The only way out is to repent in front of God. And the only way, you know, to actually reconnect through God is through Jesus, right? It's through the resurrection of Jesus and ask for forgiveness, right? And believe in the resurrection. And that's the way to do this. And notice, so there's a lot of people too that are talking about the book of Revelation, it's end times, there's nothing that we can do to stop it. That is not true. That's also part of the lie. I know how to stop this technology. It's all contingent on 5G and fiber optics, and Stu and I are going to go into more details on that on Monday. But it's not true that we can stop this plan. And so there are many Christians who are talking about end times, but they're not talking about Jesus. And, right. and it is through Jesus, you know, that we have salvation. It is through Jesus. We need Jesus to actually connect with God. Read the Old Testament. Understand what his sacrifice meant, what the resurrection meant. And that is the way we overcome this. And through Jesus, you know, you actually, through the power of the Holy Spirit, you will have wisdom. AI is not more intelligent than man.
No.
Our intelligence, our wisdom comes from God.
Exactly.
Through Jesus.
Your artificial technology demon worshipers cannot outdo the Holy Spirit and the Spirit of the living God. You know, there's a big issue with people where they can't see that this is not just a battle in the natural. This isn't just something that's going on that we're facing every day. No, this is a spiritual battle as well. You know, there's an enemy who hates us and he wants us to spend eternity in hell with him and not with Christ. That's mm-hmm. the whole, you know, that's his whole agenda. That's his whole purpose for being here. And, you know, he does operate in deception and lies. You know, he is the father of lies. So it's, you know, warriors for Christ, we have to stand up and fight for truth and not be afraid to fight for truth or weaponize the name of Jesus because it's the most powerful name yeah. above every other name. And, you know, we as Christians, we have the authority to trample on these serpents and we must continue to do so. And Karen, thank you so much. Any last words before we close out?
I want people to understand that the greatest deception is that there was a SARS-CoV-2 mRNA virus. They're completely impotent. They're powerless unless they are combined with this demonic AI technology. And rebuke that in the name of Jesus. Anything that you pray for, anything that you claim to protect you, your family, your children in this nation, start off in the name of Jesus. In the name of, tell those demons who you are coming in the name of. And they will flee.
Yep.
And please, again, please submit to my Substack. It is there to give you the truth. And we will win this war. God's people will win this war. And I appreciate the Stu Peters team and the platform. And thank you for always, you know, just always bringing me on to bring the truth, regardless of what the liars and the deceivers are saying.
We love you, Karen. We're going to drop the link to Karen's Substack below in the description so you can follow yourself and fight for truth and equip yourself to fight for truth. Karen, I never believed viruses were real anyway, so I'm totally with you on this. Thank you so much for joining.
Thank you.
We're now exposing dog food of all things. Did you know that you're probably poisoning your dog with the dog food that you're giving them, your best friend? Because it has meat meal in it. What's this meat meal? Well, it's leftover packing plant scraps from the floor and spoiled meat from supermarkets. Dr. Marty, a world-renowned veterinarian, has exposed this. Even the healthy, so-called healthy dog foods that you see advertised, the organic ones, they contain this meat meal. We have a full list of which dog foods contain this at dogfoodexposed.com/stew. Go to dogfoodexposed.com/stew. Dr. Marty's food, on the other hand, the top four ingredients, meats, no preservatives, no artificial crap in them, no poisons. Treat your best friends like the best friends that they are. They depend on you to make the best decisions for them. Those are our puppies, man. Do the right thing. Dogfoodexposed.com/stew. I want to tell you about our great friends over at Curibl. Curibl.com, K-U-R-I-B-L.com, K-U-R-I-B-L.com. Curibl is the family-owned CBD business that grows all of their hemp locally right here in my home state of Minnesota and then ship it to you wherever you are. Curibl can help you with things like joint pain, muscle pain, ligament pain, migraine headaches, even allergies. People report positive benefits using CBD dealing with Parkinson's symptoms or their children battling ADHD. Stop with the antipsychotics. Stop with the Ritalin and poisonous neurotoxins in your children. Try CBD. All kinds of different oils plus 20% off site-wide when you use promo code STEW at Curibl.com.